请我们翻到启示录。
Can we turn to Revelation?
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
启示录第一章第九节。
Revelation 1:9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
你所看见的当写在书上，达于以弗所、施美拿、耶加摩、忒亚推拉、撒迪、腓拉切菲、老底嘉那七个教会。
Write in a book what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea.
我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台。
Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand.And the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. I think we'll read this much for now.
大家都知道，这一次我们一共有三次相聚的时间，今天晚上和明天两次。
You should all know that we have three opportunities to gather together tonight and two times tomorrow.
我们这一次主要的就想用三次的时间，我们要从早期教会历史的教会的历史中得到一些的教训。
We would like to use this opportunity to learn some lessons from the early church history.
那我们主要的目的要来看教会的道路。
Our main purpose is to see the way of the church.
到底教会有没有路今天？
Does the church have a way today?
到底教会有没有明天？
Does the church have a tomorrow?
到底将来教会有没有前途？
Does the church have a future?
这是我们常常问的一个问题。
This is a question we often ask.
尤其在中国人中间，
especially amongst Chinese.
今天许多的聚会是因着有许多人从远方移民到美国来。
Many meetings here in the U.S. come as a result of people immigrating from the Far East.
那因着语言的缘故，很自然的我们就相聚。
Now because of language purpose, we naturally gather together.
很自然，我们所用的语言不是当地的语言。
Very naturally, we don't use the local language.
我们称他们叫外国人，其实我们才真正是外国人。
We call them foreigners, but we're the true foreigners.
所以今天蒙主的恩典，我们在一起聚集。
So by the grace of God, we're gathered together.
但是对于年轻的弟兄姊妹来
，But for the young brothers and sisters,
他们所受的教育是当地的教育。
Their education is a local education.
他们用的语言是当地语言。
Their language is a local language.
当他们来到中文用说中文的聚会的时候
，When they come to a meeting that speaks Mandarin.
虽然他们很愿意和大家一同这样的聚集，
even though they are willing to meet with everyone,
但是我们都知道有许多的限制，
but there's great limitation.
所以慢慢的等到再过几年以后，
so now, soon after a few years,
然后这些孩子们就上学。
Now these kids go to school.
那等到他们大了以后，
after they grow older,
他们就成家立业。
And then they get married, and then they have a career.
他们就离开了我们，也离开了我们的聚会。
So they leave us, and they leave our meetings.
所以没有多久以后，慢慢慢慢的，我们知道说年长的弟兄姊妹越来越多。
Soon you'll discover that there's more and more elder brothers and sisters.
我们知道说，感谢主，在好几年前，特别在一般留学生中间。
We thank the Lord, especially amongst those that had come to study from abroad.
这些 overseas, 这些海外的在外来这里读书的人，他们年轻的时候他们就聚在一起。
These brothers and sisters gathered together since they were young.
所以他们在一起聚会的时候还没有孩子。
So when they were meeting, they didn't have kids yet.
但等到慢慢的第二代起来了。
But as the second generation comes along,
那慢慢有一些问题就要发生。
Slowly there'll be some problems.
那不止这里这样有问题，在每个地方都有类似的问题。
It's not just a problem here, but everywhere.
那现在我们要问。
Now we want to ask.
到底教会的前途在哪？
Where is the future of the church?
如果教会有前途，
If the church has a future,
我们应该看见年轻的一代。
We ought to see a younger generation.
如果教会有明天的话，
If the church has a tomorrow,
我们在整个聚会里面是年轻人在前面的。
In the whole meeting, you should see the young people driving in the front.
没有一个年轻人能觉得我坐在这里是 second class citizen， 没有。
No young person should feel that they are second class citizens. They feel that this meeting is mine. There is the presence of God here. If I don't worship the Lord, who will worship the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see this?
当教会有朝气, 当教会好像, 有这件光景的时候,
when the church has vitality, this is very important.
所以我们就说教会是有明天。
So we know that the church then has a future.
但是我们知道，许多时候教会的光景跟历史发生关系。
But we know that oftentimes church, the true condition of the church has to do with history.
刚开始满了主的同在。
In the beginning, it's full of the presence of God.
但有了一点历史以后。
But after the bit of history.
慢慢慢慢的，好像那个活力就不见了。
Slowly, as if that vibrancy is gone.
然后神的儿女中间有了许多的问题。
And then there are many problems amongst the brothers and sisters.
所以当我们回过头去看教会历史。
So when we look back in church history.
我们要问说，今天的教会的光景是不是像两千年以前的呢？
We want to ask the question, is the condition of the church today just like it was 2,000 years ago? Just so long as we gather, full of the Lord's presence. But did you ask the question? Is our gathering in the purpose of God? In our gathering, does it please the Lord? Is it that in everything the Lord is the head? So in the meeting, whose word counts? Is it that because we have a certain seniority? Is it because we have certain experience?
我们的声音就可以大声一点?
That our voices can be a little louder?
到底教会是不是让基督来做元首的?
Is it that the church allows the Lord to be head?
所以弟兄姊妹但慢慢当我们真的回到圣经的时候
So brothers and sisters, slowly as we return to the Bible,
我们有很多问题要问。
We have many questions to ask.
如果我们诚实的话
If we are honest,
我们一定要问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
到底教会的路在哪里？
Where is the way of the church?
教会今天到底有没有路？
Does the church have a way today?
教会今天是不是满足神的心意？
Does the church please the Lord's heart?
所以我们愿意用三次很短的时间。
So we'd like to use three short times.
我们试着来回答这个问题。
We try to answer such a question.
我们要从头三百年的教会历史。
We want to use the first 300 years of church.
我们要得着一些教训。
We want to receive some teachings, some lessons.
我们如果要得着这些教训，
If we want to learn these lessons,
我们一定要知道神当初最早对于教会的旨意是什么。
We have to know what was the original purpose of God for the church.
那我们刚才读这本圣经。
Now the passage we read earlier.
我们读到。约翰的故事。
We read the story of John.
当老约翰写启示录在巴摩海岛，他已经快一百岁了。
When John was in the island of Patmos, he was almost 100 years old.
主升天大概已经快七十年。
The Lord had already ascended for more than 70 years.
当他写启示录的时候，就是他写四福音，就写约翰福音。
When he wrote the book of Revelation, the book of John,
他虽然一百岁
，even though he was 100 years old,
但是还记得。七十年以前的故事。
But he remembers the story of 70 years before.
他还记得第一次遇见主的时候。
He remembered the first time he met the Lord.
是黄昏四点钟的时候。
It was dusk and it was 4 p.m.
他记得第一次遇见主是在约旦河外的伯大。
He remembered that he met the Lord in the Bethany beyond the Jordan.
他记得他开始跟随主是在伯大。
He remembered that when he started following the Lord, he was in Bethany.
他与主分手在橄榄上分手。也
When he separated from the Lord, it was also in Bethany. When he wrote the book of John, when he looked back in his 100 years, he remembered how he followed the Lord. How he went from one Bethany to another Bethany. From the Bethany beyond the Jordan to the Bethany near Jerusalem. So only the Gospel of John shows us there are two Bethanys. And the whole Gospel of John tells us, how are we the Lord's disciples? Where do we start from? From Bethany. Where do we end? From Bethany. So the way of following the Lord is from Bethany to Bethany. Brothers and sisters, amongst the 12 disciples, the first martyr was John's brother James. His life was the shortest. But John's life was the longest. He almost covered a whole century. Peter was in glory. Paul also went into glory. But he was kept on earth. He was not only kept on earth. He was taken captive to Patmos. The island of Patmos today is a beautiful island. After 2,000 years of administration, it's very beautiful. We know that near the Aegean Sea, there's thousands of islands. There are some that are inhabited, some are not. In the time of John, the island of Patmos was one where it wasn't very populated. But there were actually minerals that people could excavate. So if they were going to send slaves to certain places, Patmos would be one of possibilities. Now John was almost 100 years old, but for the Lord's testimony, now because he was the Lord's disciple, because he followed his Lord, the disciple cannot be greater than his teacher. Now, for the Lord's sake, he was taken captive to Patmos. Now, we know that in the early church history, the church was persecuted 10 times. The first time was when Paul and Peter, they were martyred. The second was when John was taken to Patmos. When he was on the island of Patmos, he didn't know where his future was. Why? During the time of Paul and Peter, to be a Christian at that time wasn't illegal. Why were the church Christians persecuted? It's because Nero wanted to blame the fact that he burned down the city of Rome. They were captured not because they were Christians. They were captured because they violated the state law. Because the fire started from a racetrack at that time. And it burned almost the whole of Rome. And the Christians and Jews lived in that area. So then Nero actually blamed all the Christians for setting up the fire. So there was a great persecution. persecution of believers at the
time. 如果保罗不去罗马,
if Paul never went to Rome,
他不会寻道,
he wouldn't be martyred.
彼得不去罗马,
Peter didn't go to Rome, he wouldn't have been martyred.
因为那一次的大逼迫只限在罗马这个范围。
Because the persecution was only pertaining to Rome.
他不是整个全国性的不是。
It wasn't a national persecution.
他不是世界性的。
It was not a universal persecution.
他是非常 local 的, 非常限定在罗马那个事。
It was very localized, restricted to Rome.
但是我们知道说，结果保罗寻到了，彼得也寻到。
We know that Paul was martyred and Peter was martyred.
那个时候罗马还没有罗马竞技场。
At that time, the Romans didn't have the Colosseum yet.
那罗马竞技场所在的地方乃是一个湖。
So where the Colosseum lied was a lake.
就在这个湖的尽头有一个黄金宫，那就是。
And then at the entrance of that lake was a golden palace, which was Nero's palace. So right next to the lake, when you were going to enter into Rome, you would see a great statue. You know how tall that statue
is?
During the time of Paul, now there was an island of Rhodes.
在罗底岛，如果你要进那个罗底岛的话，你要进港的话。
If you want to enter the island of Rhodes, if you enter into the harbor,
有一个 Colossian, 有一个大的巨人。
There was a great statue.
那么这个大的巨人呢，我们知道他的腿是分开的。
So his legs were split in half.
所以这个就是建筑学来讲是空前，从来没有见过。你看所有的石膏像，所有最巨人的像，他的腿一定并起来。
So this is the first time in history because all of the statues before that, you would see that the legs are always together.
所以那个时候，如果你坐船进港的话。
So if you were to enter the harbor,
你就在巨人的脚底下进去。
You would go through the two of his legs.
但是就在保罗那个时候，这个巨人就倒下来。
So during the time of Paul, the statue fell.
那这个巨人的像是那个时候世界七大奇观之一。
So that statue was one of the seven wonders of that time.
这是罗底岛的故事。
So this is the story of the island of Rhodes.
保罗亲眼看见那个巨人的像怎样的倒在地上。
So Paul saw how that statue collapsed.
那个时候古时候最高大的一个像。
So it was the greatest statue of that time.
但是尼禄为了自己盖了一个像比那个像还要高。
But Nero for himself built a statue greater than that.
而且他的头上放出的光芒好像太阳的光芒。
And then the light that shone forth from the head was like the light of the sun.
我们知道保罗跟彼得就是在他手下为着寻道。
Now we know that Paul and Peter martyred under his hands.
那个时候他们对付基督徒。
So they dealt with the Christians.
他们把基督徒把他基督徒死了以后，就是寻道以后，先是丢在狮子洞里面。
After the Christians were martyred, they would throw him first in the lion's den.
然后呢，把他的死尸用那个兽皮把它裹起来。
And then they would take.The skin of animals and come put it around the court.
用火把它点起来当作火把。
And then light the fire like a torch.
所以大概有一英里长，你如果从那个门口一进到黄金宫里面去的时候。
So for about a mile long, if you enter into that palace.
白天你看见所有的树叶都是像金子一样发亮的。
During the day, you see all the leaves are like gold shining.
因为是金叶，金做的叶子。
Because they were golden leaves.
所以如果你从那里进去的话，可以说金碧辉煌。
So if you go in there, you'll see that it was very beautiful.
到了晚上你看不见了。
And now you couldn't see.
那现在你需要两旁有许多的火柱点起来，火炬点起来。
So you needed torches on the side to light up the place.
当许多寻道者他们为主寻道以后
，So after many of the martyrs were martyred for the Lord's sake,
他们的身体就被举在整个的这个火柱上面。
So their bodies were lifted upon these torches.
就是他们照亮了整个的皇宫。
So they actually lit up all of the palace.
然后一路骑着马车，非常威武的就从他的黄金宫里。
So Nero then would come, could be on his chariot and go through that palace.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
这个是教会第一次受逼。
This is the first persecution of the church.
而且保罗跟彼得就在那次为主殉道。
Actually, Paul and Peter were martyred at that time.
等到约翰被充军到巴摩海。
So when John was taken captive to Patmos,
让我们记得一件事。
Let us remember a thing.
那个时候做基督徒，那个时候。
At that time, for you to be a Christian, you were a political prisoner. They were treated as committing treason. If you're a Christian, you were a political prisoner. So during the time of John, it's different than Paul and Peter. Paul and Peter, they weren't illegal. Now to be a Christian was illegal. Thousands of people were captured. Now you were no longer belong just to one local locality. Thousands upon thousands were martyred for the Lord. Now because John was probably too old, they didn't want to just kill him. They didn't want to, they had kind of mercy on him. So they sent him to the island of Patmos. So brothers and sisters, if there are 10 ways of persecution in Rome, he remembers
30
years before, or 40 years before, he remembered how Paul and Peter went into glory. Now there was one more way. Now there was no Paul, no Peter. Now amongst those that follow the Lord, the oldest is John. So brothers and sisters, don't forget, when he was sent to the island of Patmos, he knows that Satan uses the strength of a nation to destroy Christians. Not longer was he
persecuted.
All the Christians were suffering with him. So what did he say? He said, I, John, your brother, brothers and sisters, you remember, he didn't say, I'm your elder. He said, I'm the servant of the Lord. No.
He
said, I, John, your brother, and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance. We are not just regular brethren. We are brethren in suffering, brethren in trial. And then we have a part in the suffering of Jesus. So because you're my brother, I am persecuted, you're persecuted. You're persecuted, I'm persecuted. You're a brother, therefore you're a prisoner. I'm a brother, therefore I'm a prisoner. These Christians only committed one crime. Their crime was that they were Christians. So this is when John wrote Revelation. That I, John, your brother, and fellow partaker in the tribulation. Is it just tribulation? If it's just tribulation, there's no tomorrow. But thank the Lord. It's not just a fellow partaker in tribulation. And kingdom. Brothers and sisters, today is the cross. Tomorrow is the crown. So we have to be patient. Not just in tribulation, but in the kingdom. And perseverance. Brothers and sisters, now you understand? When John came to the Lord's day, the Spirit of God moved him. It's very possible that he remembered those that broke bread with him in Asia Minor. If it was a good day, with clear skies, John could see Ephesus. At least
he
could see the shoreline of Ephesus. If the weather was
there,
today is the same way. If you've been to the island of Patmos,
如果你面对对的方向,
if you face the right place, you should be able to see Ephesus.
老约翰还记得,
so John remembered when he was free. Every Lord's Day when he met brothers and sisters,
根据历史告诉我们说,
according to history, the sedan he was on. Because he couldn't walk anymore. When he met brothers and sisters, he said, little ones, you ought to love one another. So this is John. So during the Lord's Day, they would break bread with them. Now it was the Lord's Day again. Now John was by himself. So he could remember how he met with the brothers and sisters in Asia Minor. So very naturally he missed those brothers and sisters in Asia Minor. So as he reminisced about these brothers and sisters, he was moved by the Spirit. He heard a voice behind him loudly saying,
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, he heard a voice behind him. So then he turned around. So you see that? He has two directions. Before he heard the voice, he was looking back. He was missing those brothers and sisters. He remembered how many Lord's days he broke bread with them. Now he was alone. He missed them.
他的心好像就到了他们中间,
his heart as if it went towards them.
你怎么知道呢?
How do you know?
等到你看见下面所写的七封书信,
so when you see the letters, then you see and you understand.
你看见圣灵里面所启示的点点滴滴,
the little, everything the Holy Spirit revealed,
都给我们看见说那个时候的老约翰, 他虽然在巴摩海的,
all show us that John, even though he was in Patmos,
他肩膀上是七个教,
upon his shoulders are the seven churches, and his heart had the seven churches. Is it just the seven churches? Of course not. These seven churches are representative. Represents all the churches of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see that?
约翰是个一直在，一直是基督身体里面的一个肢体。
So John was always a member in the body of Christ.
他不是独行侠，他不是一个人自己随便行动。
He didn't move by himself.
他没有主，他不能活。
He cannot live without the Lord.
他没有弟兄姊妹，他也不能活。
He also cannot live without the brothers and sisters.
所以到了主日的时候，
so on the Lord's Day, he missed all the saints. He was like the great high priest. He came for the presence of God. He bore the seven churches. And he carried the seven churches as if he is the great high priest. So the great high priest had the 12 names of the tribes of Israel. And then upon his chest there was also the 12 precious stones, brothers and sisters. When he reminisced about the seven churches, he, of course he looked back. Of course he saw the condition of the seven churches. But after a little while, the Holy Spirit moved him. Then he looked back and then he looked forward. Brothers and sisters, we want to understand. When he truly looked back to look at the seven churches, he not just saw the seven churches, he also remembered how he followed the Lord. If you read Gospel of John, you read the epistles of John, John always returned to the beginning.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他回过头去看,
when he looked back, it was already 100 years.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在这是, 如果他回过头去看的话,
if he looked back,
这是几乎是100年的历史,
this is almost 100 years of history.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问,
now we want to ask,
头一百年
the first 100 years,
教会是怎么开始
how did the church start?
你明白吗
do you understand?
等一等他转过来
then he turned around,
现在不是往后看
he's not just looking back,
现在是往前
he's looking forward.
如果他真的往前看的
If he truly looks forward,
他一定要问一个问题
He has to ask a question.
现在撒旦有国家和全世界的力量要扑灭神的教会
Now Satan wants to use the strength of the whole nation to destroy the church of God.
我们的手里没有拳头
Our hands, we don't have strength.
我们的手里没有刀
Our hands, we don't have guns, we don't have swords.
在罗马帝国的手里
And it's in the hands of the Roman Empire.
有全国军事的力量
There was the whole power, military power.
有全国政治的力量
The whole political power.
有全国宗教的力量
The whole religious power.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你不要忘记
Don't forget.
这是非常这些基督徒们
These Christians
没有一个兵没有一个军
Did they have soldiers or army
没有一个他们的手里面什么力量都没有
So they had no strength in their hands
请大家记得
Remember
当你看见神的教会
When you see the church of God
所面对的乃是罗马帝国的时候
And what they faced was the whole Roman Empire
而罗马帝国决定铲除教会的时候
And when the Roman Empire decided they would destroy the church of God
不要忘记
Don't forget
约翰是在是现在还留下来，他仍旧走在前面。
So John among those that remained was one that was in the front.
他没有想到他自己。
He never thought about himself.
他想到教会。
He thought about the future of the church.
你看见吗？如果保罗在的话
，If Paul was there，
如果彼得在的话
，If Peter was there，
也许就是更多在他们的肩膀。
Maybe more will be upon their shoulders.
他们到荣耀里面。
They went into glory.
很自然，这个责任落在他的身上。
Very naturally, the responsibility came upon him.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
他不过是个弟兄。
He was just a brother.
你看见吗
？You see that？
不管怎么样
，No matter what， he was just a brother.
他并不是个教皇。
He was not a pope.
他也不是个大主教。
He was not an archbishop.
弟兄姊妹
，But sister,
他只是你们的弟兄。
He was just your brother.
亲爱的
brothers and sisters，
现在你回过头看这一百年。
So when you look back at these 100 years,
你看教会怎么诞生，教会怎么成长。
You see how the church was born and how it grew.
现在从这里再往前看的话。
Now you look forward.
现在是第二波大的逼迫。
Now there was a second wave of persecution.
教会到底有没有前途？
Now does the church have a future?
他为什么写这些信？
Why did he write these
letters? 当教会受苦难的时候，
When the church was suffering,
谁来安慰他？
Who would comfort her?
谁来鼓舞他？
Who would like encourage her?
不要忘记，
Don't forget.
当约翰写这封信的时候，
When John wrote these letters,
他知道受信的人。
He knows the receivers of the letters.
他知道教会都在逼迫底下。
He knows that all the churches are under persecution.Brothers and sisters,
面对整个罗马帝国
as you face the whole Roman Empire,
面对要摧残教会的世界
you face the whole world that wants to destroy you,
有没有前途
does the church have a future,
教会有没有道路
does the church have a way,
弟兄姊妹你明白吗
do you understand, brothers and
sisters,
because of this,
他就讲666
he was talking about 666,
讲到敌基督
talking about the Antichrist,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
整个世界是抵挡基督的
the whole world is Antichrist,
你不要以为说从尼禄开始就是抵挡基督的
startFrom Nero, they were antichrist.
你把尼禄凯撒的名字算一算，告诉666。
So if you count Caesar Nero, it is 666.
大家都知道。
Everyone knows that.
已经过去了。
It's past.
但是那是过去的。
But that's the past.
但是根据约翰告诉我们。
But according to John,
真正的666还在前面。
The real 666 is still ahead.
真正的敌基督还在前面。
The true antichrist is still ahead.
教会已经面对过那个666。
So the church has already faced that 666. How do you meet the future 666? So at that time, the 666, you didn't violate the law being a Christian. You're just misunderstood. So you were just misunderstood. But they were pure.
但是现在，他们所以是他们所以被捉拿。
But now they were captured，
因为做基督徒就是犯法。
Because now it was against the law to be a Christian。
做基督徒就是一个政治犯。
To be a Christian was to be a political prisoner。
因着这个原因。
So for this reason，
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果约翰再往前看
，if John kept looking forward，
有第一波，一定有第二波。
There's the first wave， there's also the second wave。
有第二波，一定有第三波。
There's the second wave， there'll be a third wave。
所以约翰。对于斯美纳教会说
，So John said to the church in Smyrna，
你要受苦十日
，You will suffer 10 days。
在先知的灵里面
in the spirit of the prophet,
你看见约翰几乎知道说将来教会要经过十次大的逼迫
So John knew that the church would go through 10 ways of tribulation.
想想看
Think about it.
如果教会真的经过这些苦
If the church really goes through these sufferings,
教会还能生存
Can the church survive?
如果是国家的力量
if it's the strength of a nation,
如果是世界的力量
if it's the strength of the world,
这个不是一个小国，这个是 empire, 是个帝国
this is not just a little nation, it's an empire.
当全世界联合起来
when the whole world unites,
说定他十字架，定他十字架
and say crucify him, crucify him.
他们怎么对他们的主说定他十字架
how do they say to their Lord, crucify him?
他们也对这些跟随主的人说定他十字架
They also said to those who followed him, crucify them.
现在
So now, can you look forward?
你回过头看
When you look backward,
你能看见一点的荣耀
You can see a little bit of glory.
但如果你往前看的话
But if you look forward,
好像你看不远
As if you can't see too far.
好像教会没有前途
As if the church has no future.
你看你一会儿兽从海中上来
On the one hand, you have the beast coming out of the sea.
然后另外一只兽从地中上来
And then there's another beast coming out from the land.
你看见龙站在沙滩
See, the dragon was on the seashore.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
等到黑暗的权势阴府门全部打开对付教会人
When the whole power of darkness comes to deal with the church.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
教会人做什么
What can the church do?
能起来反抗吗
Can it come rise up and attack?
如果打你这个脸的话
If it strikes you on your right cheek.
主的话说要转过第二个脸
You have to turn the other cheek.
那这些人不是全世界最软弱的人
Aren't these people the weakest ones in the world?
这些不是人所认为最窝囊的一帮人
Aren't these people that considered the most useless in the world?
为什么
Why?
因为他们的主
Because their Lord
就是第十字架的
is the one who was crucified.
不是对别人十字架
Not that they crucified others.
不是叫别人受苦
Didn't cause others to suffer.
他是为了你的罪，为了我们的罪挂在十字架。
For your sin and my sin, he was crucified on the cross.
十字架对于世间来说是愚昧。
The cross to the world is foolishness.
是软弱。
Is weakness.
哦，弟兄姊
妹，现在
你明白了。
Now you understand.
我们的主如何，跟随他的也如何。
How our Lord was, so are those that follow him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
基督。
Our Lord is Christ.
我们的跟随的人是基督徒。
Us to follow him are Christians.
学生能高过先生吗？
Can the student be greater than the teacher?
主人能大过主人吗？
Can a servant be greater than the Lord?
主的话是很清楚的。
It's very clear.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
如果这是神所命定的，
so if this is what God has designated,
如果这是主的命令，
if this is the design of God,
你要爱你的仇敌，
His commandment to love your enemy.
你不能够怀疑人，你不能以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
Not an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth.
你要陪他走第二里路。
You have to walk the second mile.
你给他第二个衣服。
You have to give him the second piece of clothing.
这样的教导有前途吗？
Has such a teaching a future.
面对着这样邪恶的世界
When you meet encounter such an evil world.
面对着这样污秽的世界
And such a corrupt world.
这一般基督徒有可能生存吗
Can these Christians survive?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我想很清楚
I think it's very clear.
你今天怎么教导你的儿女
How do you teach your children?
今天在学校里面
In the school.
你看你到处都是污秽到处都是邪恶
It's full of evil, full of pollution.
你怎么保守你的儿女
How do you keep your children?
你敢照着圣经的教训来教导他们
Can you teach them according to the Bible?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你看见没有
See that?
现在你明白
Now you understand.
在巴摩海岛
On the island of Patmos.
这一位为神跟随主几乎一百年的老约翰
This old John who followed the Lord for almost 100 years
当他真的转过来的时候
When he turned around
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在我们要问
Now we want to ask
他不再往后看
He was not looking back anymore
他能往前看
Can he look forward
一个老人
An old man
都是往后看的
They always look back
我的母亲常常说他年轻的时候打死了几只老鼠几只老虎
My mom always said when she was young how many tigers she killed. He always looked back.
老人家能够往前看多少年?
How many years can you look ahead to if you're old?
所以弟兄怎么看应该是不会往前看。
John should not be looking forward.
他往前看能看多少年?
How many years will he see ahead of him?
那问题在这里。
The question is this.
他可以到主那里去。
He can go to the Lord.
他可以回到荣耀里去。
He can return to glory.
但是教会还留在地上。
But can the church still be on the earth?
这些是一同受苦的。
Those who suffered with him.
而一同忍耐的。
Those who persevered with him.
现在问题是。
The question is this.
教会有前途。
Does the church have a future?
教会的道路到底在哪里？
Where is the way of the church?
在这样的一个世界里面。
In this world.
教会能够生存。
Can the church survive?
如果教会生存的话，
If the church survives,
他走的路是什么样的？
What kind of way will he go?
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故，
Because of this,
你看在巴摩海岛上，
Now on the island of Patmos,
当老约翰得着这些启示的时候，
When John received such revelation,
背后关系一个很严肃的问题。
Behind it, there was an important question.
今天很多人不问了。
Many people don't ask this question
anymore. 人避免问这些问题。
People avoid such questions.
因为这些问题太敏感。
Because these questions are too sensitive.
这些问题叫我们付的代价太大。
These questions cause us a great price.
你不问这些问题，
If you don't ask these questions,
我们什么事都好妥协。
We can compromise on anything.
我们什么事都好讲的。
We can, it's very easy for us to
discuss anything. 让我们每个人都平平安安的过日子。
So we all peacefully go through our day.
如果你真的讲教会的道路，
If you really speak about the church, the way of the church, no longer can you have peace. Many people no longer can rest in peace.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
所以我们知道说，
so we know that.
慢慢的
slowly.
看看今天不讲了。
People don't talk about it anymore.
不讲的缘故，
because they don't talk about it.
老一代的才知道怎么往前走。
The older generation knows how to go forward.
年轻人根本不知道你在做啥。
The younger generation have no clue what you're doing.
为什么这样不比年轻人都不知道？
Why you break bread, they don't know.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
我们没有教导他。
We didn't teach them.
我们好像是把当当作一个传统带着他们往前走。
We as if just through tradition bring them ahead.
他们知道我们每个主日怎么剥饼呢？
Do they know? They know that we break bread every week.
他们也没有问为什么这样。
They don't ask why.
为什么一定这样？为什么一定那样？
Why do we do this? Why do we do that?
他们不明白。
They don't understand.
因为什么？难怪。所以等到他们到了世界里面去了以后，
So when they go into the world,
你看有多少的影响？
How many influences?
弟兄姊妹，慢慢的就有的人被世界掳去。
Slowly, many are taken by the world.
有的被基督教的世界掳去。
Some are taken by the Christian world.
弟兄姊妹，现在问题在这里。
The question is this:
我们要问说，你要付多大的力量才把你的儿女们再带回到神的话语？
What kind of strength do you have to exert to bring your children back to the word?
弟兄姊妹，你一个属灵不算成功的。
For you to be just spiritual yourself is not success.
你应该带着全家来到主面前才对。
So you have to bring a whole family before the Lord.
如果你就一个人属灵，你是个失败的基督徒。
If you're just spiritual yourself, you're a failed Christian.
你必须把全家能够带到主的面前。
You have to bring your whole family before the Lord.
如果不能这样子，你要觉得羞耻。
If you cannot do this, if you feel ashamed.
是不是我们的见证失败了？
Is it that our testimony is failure?
是不是什么地方叫儿女绊倒了？
Is there certain places that we have stumbled our children?
我们还很荣耀，还唱诗歌。
We sing.Hymns we sing the glory as if we're overcomers.
所以弟兄
们， brothers and sisters,
现在我们看见，
now we see this.
今天不止我们来到主面前，
not should we only ourselves come before the Lord.
教会不光在年长中间有路才对。
The church should not just have a way amongst the elders.
你应该知道怎么回答年轻人教会的路在哪里。
You have to allow the young people to be answered. Where is the way of the church?
慢慢大家不知道什么是教会。
Older people don't understand what the church is.
有人觉得教会不过就是个建筑物。
Some people feel that the church is just a building.
所以他们说，哦，我忘记把我的伞放在教会。
So they say, oh, I forgot my umbrella at the church.
我把我的剪刀丢在教会。
I left my scissors at the church.
If
the church is the body of Christ, how can you allow the scissors to be in the body? So it must be a careless doctor. So when he was operating, he forgot his scalpel in you, brothers and sisters. Let me ask a simple question. What is the church? Can the young people answer that question? You don't talk about it. You know what the result is? Of course the young people have no way. They don't understand what the church is. So let us remember, brothers and sisters. We have a responsibility today. We cannot just think about our own generation. Hezekiah was this way. When the prophet came to tell him that your descendants will be taken to Babylon, so take a Babylon, it's fine. I'm okay. You see that? Was it good for Hezekiah to live 15 years longer? Is it good or bad?
So,
brothers and sisters, so today, many glorious parents, many spiritual parents, they are so spiritual. They love the Lord. Where are their children? Can their children see what they see? So you can't say if the Lord returns, I just do anything. There's no such thing. So there's a question like this. Where is the way of the church? Can you, according to the word of God, answer your children? Can the young people see? If the young people see, brothers and sisters, you see the glorious way of the Lord, of the church. Everyone's willing to walk upon it. They're willing to lay aside everything to follow the Lord. But when the young people, they see the older ones and their testimony, can they follow? So we have to ask the Lord to have mercy on us, so that the older and the younger can see. Where is the way of the church? So that has much to do with the experience of John. When John looks back, so if you add the Gospel of John plus the Epistle, so if John looks back, he always looks back to the beginning. He said, in the beginning was the Word of Life. What we have held, what we have heard, brothers and sisters. So this is what John experienced himself. The word was not an abstract thing for John, because the word has become flesh. Because before love was abstract, now upon the Lord Jesus, you see that love is not abstract. Humility used to be abstract. When they saw the Lord bend over, he saw humility in him. So brothers and sisters, so old John said, we have seen his glory. Now we want to ask, what is the story? So this is the story of the first 33 years. You see that? Amongst the first century, you can divide it to the first 33 years, the second 33 years, and the third 33 years. The first 33 years, it was the head of the church. How he went from birth, how to serve and then to be crucified and to glory. When you talk about church history, you cannot just not talk about the origin. You cannot not talk about the Lord who is the Word became flesh. That's the first 33 years. How our Lord started from the manger. And how he was received into heaven. He came, entered into the world horizontally. All of us enter into the world horizontally and exit horizontally. So for the Chinese to come into this world, the United States, to learn English is difficult. So they don't remember how to say hospital. So only makes sense in Chinese.
所以我们就知道因着这个缘故，我们知道我们是横着进来，我们也是横着出。
So we know that we enter into this world horizontally and leave horizontally.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们虽然是出于尘土，归于尘土。
So we are going from dust to dust.
但有一个生命,
but there is a life.
他的横着进来,
he entered into the world horizontally. He left this world vertically.
这个生命一直长,
so this life grew all the way before the presence
of God.
How do you know that a life is mature?
他圣经读得更多了吗?
Is it that the more Bible he reads,
他神学读得更多了吗?
The more theology he reads, 他真理更多明白了吗? He knows more truth?
他教会都服事更多吗?
Is there more service?
你说这个人是一个成熟的基督徒吗?
You say that this is a mature believer?
你怎么知道这是个长进的基督徒?
How do you know that this Christian has grown?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
根据路加福音,
according to Luke,
什么叫做长进？
What is to grow?
长进乃是一直长到神的面前。
Luke, according to Luke, is to grow all the way to the presence of God.
今天我们是不是长到神的面前？
Have we grown into the presence of God?
今天我们是不是更越长越长进越靠近主？
Is it that the more we grow, the closer we are to the Lord?
你如果真的靠近主的，
If you're close to the Lord,
为什么我们的舌头不能受约束？
Why cannot we control our tongue?
为什么不能管住我们自己？
Why can we not control ourselves?
为什么立志行善由得我，但是行出来由不得我呢？
Why is it that we want to do good but we can't?
所以你就知道到底我们有没有长进。
So then we know, have we grown?
测量一个长进不长进。
If you measure whether someone grew,
我们要问说他是不是像主一样一直长到荣耀里。
Let's ask if he's just like the Lord to grow all the way into glory.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
我们知道当你看头三十三年的时候，
When you look at the first 33 years,
这就是马太、马可、路加、约翰四本福音书所告诉我们。
This is what Matthew, Mark, Luke, John tells us.
所以约翰说我们也见过他的荣耀。
So John says we have seen his glory.
我们的主不只为我们钉十字架。
The Lord not only was crucified for us,
然后也为我们进到荣耀。
He also entered the glory for us.
然后五旬节那天把圣灵降下。
On the day of Pentecost, gave forth the Spirit.
神立他为主为基督。
The Lord made him both Lord and Christ.
神立他做教会的元首。
God made him the head of the church.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
结果就把地上的一百二十个人把他浸成功，一个身体的一百二十个体。
And then baptized 120 members of the body of Christ into the 120. 120 individuals, 120 members of the body.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在我们明白吗？
So now you
understand.
When you speak about church history,
你不能离开头的。
You cannot leave the source.
你不能离开元首的。
You cannot leave the origin.
所以，这是四福音所给我们看见的教会，是给我们看见我们的主是怎样的。从马槽一直长到宝座。
So the four gospels shows us how our Lord grew from the manger to the throne.
经过十字架。
Through the cross.
或者这样说。
In other words,
我们的主长怎么生长，怎么成长？
How did he grow?
从马槽开始。
From the manger.
经过十字架。
Through the cross.
最后达到丰收。
In the end, to maturity, to harvest.
最后达到荣耀。
And to reach glory.
最后达到宝座。
To reach the throne.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个就是为什么我们说没有十字架就没有荣耀。
So that's why we say no cross, no glory.
原因为什么？
Why?
这就是我们主的历史。
Because this is the history of our Lord.
这就是教会元首的历史。
This is the history of the head of the church.
头如何，身体也如何。
How the head is, so is the body.
头跟身体是同样有经历的。
The head and the body have the same destiny.
所以弟兄
brothers and sisters,
虽然在四福音里面，
even though in the four gospels,
主耶稣借着神借着玛利亚所给他的身体。
The Lord Jesus is the body that was given to him by God through Mary.
结果他实行父神的旨意。
So then he did the will of God.
就是玛利亚给他的身体。
It was the body that Mary gave him.
给他的手。
Gave him the hand.
给他的脚。
The feet.
他为我们钉在十字架。
He was crucified for us on the
cross. 做了你我的救主。
Became your and I savior.
他牺牲了自己。
He sacrificed himself.
他舍弃了他自己。
Let go of himself. He gave himself to us. He fulfilled the purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他怎么完成父神的?
How did he fulfill the purpose of God?
是借着一个身体。
It's through a body.
那个借着神, 借着玛利亚所给他的身体。
Through the body that Mary gave him.
现在主到荣耀里面。
Now the Lord is in glory.
但是感谢。
But thank the Lord.
当你读使徒行传,
when you study Acts,
讲到论到耶稣起初所行所教训。
So, speaking of the early teachings or the doings of God, of
那是过去的。
That was in the past.
那是起初他所行所教训的。
When we talk about what he did from the, in the beginning.
现在他继续讲到主耶稣所行所教训的。
So now he wants to continue to talk about the things that the Lord
did. 主耶稣怎么可能行呢？
How can the Lord continue to work?
他不是到荣耀里面去
了。Isn't he in glory?
弟兄姊妹，现在他怎么能够执行父神的旨意？
How can he do the will of God?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他借着在五旬节所诞生的那个奥秘的身体。
So, through the mystical body that he was established on the Pentecost,
那就是他的教会。
That is his church.
所以不要误会。
Don't misunderstand.
没有玛利亚给他那个身体。
It was no longer the body that Mary gave him.
他没有办法完成父神的旨意。
Then he cannot do the purpose of God.
他已经升到天上去了。
He already ascended into heaven.
但是主耶稣仍旧在今天行走。
But the Lord Jesus is still walking on the earth.
他今天仍旧教训。
He still teaches.
他怎么教训？
How does he teach?
他怎么 行走?
How does he walk?
乃是借着另外一个身体。
Through another body.
那个身体在五旬节产生的。
And that body was established on the Pentecost.
当圣灵降下来。
When the Holy Spirit was
given.
John was there.
他亲眼看见教会怎么诞生。
He saw how the church was born.
明明当初是120个个人。
It was 120 individuals.
结果那天被浸成工作一个。
That day was baptized into one body.
本来彼得跟约翰是何等的不同。
Before Peter and John were different.
你看见吗？他们两个跑起路来步伐不一样。
When they run, it's very different.
你知道，约翰很可能是 A 型的，彼得很可能是 B 型的。
So John probably had blood type A, and John probably had blood type B.
什么事都是做了再说，做了再讲的。
So Peter was always, he would do it first, then he would think about it. So when someone looked, when they walked, went to the grave. So John stopped at the entrance and didn't go where
needed.
This is what blood type A would do. But the blood type B is different. He ran directly in. These two people are completely different. Come to Pentecost. The Holy Spirit made God into one body. So Peter stood up, John stood up. 11 disciples stood up together. So through Peter, the 12 apostles all spoke. So these 120 individuals will be baptized into one body. Thank the Lord. So if you read your Bible carefully, so you know that during the Pentecost, so John witnessed the church being born. This is Acts 1 and 2. Isn't this the Acts of the Apostles? But how come in the first 12 chapters you only see Peter? And it says the end of Acts, you only see Paul.
为什么?
Why?
弟兄姊妹,
but this is,
你慢慢的就明白了。
So you understand.
讲到教会的时候,
when you speak about the church,
讲到诞生,
you speak about birth,
讲到天国的门打开,
speak about the kingdom of the gate of kingdom,
讲到
下
一个房子立根基。
So talk about establishing the foundation of the house. This is what the Lord gave Peter.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为当彼得当初在彼得当初打鱼的时候,
so when Peter was a fisherman,
主告诉他说,
the Lord told him,
你来跟从我,
you follow me.
我要叫你得人如得鱼。
I want to make you fishers of men.
你记不记得?
Do you remember that?
那个时候他不过撒网。
At that time, he only cast the net.
所以现在彼得的知识是撒网的知识。
So now the ministry of Peter was to cast the net.
在五旬节的时候,
on the day of Pentecost,
他一网撒下去,
when he cast the net,
3,000条鱼进去,
3,000 fish came in.
又一网撒下去,
another net,
5,000条鱼进来,
5,000 fish came in.
教会是这么开始。
So this is how the church started.
这就是教会的根基。
This is the foundation of the church.
特别是根基的部分。
Especially on the foundation of the church.
你看那个是托付给彼得的。
This is what the Lord gave to Peter.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
为什么主告诉他说，为什么告诉他说这个这个为什么主要把钥匙给彼得?
Why did the Lord give the keys of the kingdom to Peter?
那个钥匙是多数的。
And that keys is plural.
钥匙是为一个开门的。
Now the keys need to open the door.
在五旬节那天,
on the day of the Pentecost,
彼得开了天国的门。
Peter opened the door of heaven.
所有人都能进天国的。
Everyone can,
信主的人就可以进天国。
All those who believe can enter to the gate of heaven.
不光这样,
not only
that, 在哥尼流家里他又开了一次门。
And then in the house of Cornelius, he opened the door again.
所以你看那个钥匙是多数的。
So you see the keys is plural.
开门也好。
Opening the gate,
撒网也好,
casting the net,
尤其在五旬节的时候,
especially on the day of Pentecost,
他们进城工作一个身体,
the Holy Spirit baptized into one body,
讲到教会开端的工作,
when you speak about the initial work of the church,
讲到根基的工作,
the work of the foundation,
你看见主是把那个职事托付给彼得的,
the Lord gave that ministry to Peter,
所以你才知道说在前面十二章为什么彼得那么突出,
so that's why the first 12 chapters, Peter was very prominent,
但其他
Of course, the other disciples were there. But the focus was where? The focus was now was the work of foundation. When you teach the gospel, people didn't want to listen to the gospel. Now there was a sound from heaven. And then they gathered together. And they heard tongues from every nation. They were drawn. They heard the gospel.
So
this world wants to see sound and sight. Thank the Lord. On the day of Pentecost, there was great wind. There was a great noise. So the Holy Spirit did a very dramatic work. Brothers, don't forget. Because this is a work of foundation. This is the work of the beginning. This is a preaching gospel. In order to save millions. So the Holy Spirit was given. And through the power of the Spirit, they could be testify for the Lord. Because of this, when the church just started, you see fire and other things that are very awesome things. So when the church is immature, of course she is drawn by these things. But don't forget, this is the work of the Holy Spirit. But amazingly, after chapter 13, the Holy Spirit continued to work. No longer like fire. No longer like the wind. Isn't it amazing? The Holy Spirit, that he has a voice. A voice in Paul. When they pray together. So the Holy Spirit could send forth Paul and Barnabas. Brothers and sisters. So now no longer the Spirit is given as a fire or wind to move people. Well, people when they pray, they heard with their ears. So they needed to send Paul and Barnabas. They're willing to submit. So the Holy Spirit is the power within. It was a power of moving. It was a spirit of moving. It was a power that could send Paul and Barnabas away. Now Paul was led by the Spirit and went out. So he had to go to Bithynia. So then the Holy Spirit prevented, forbid him. When he wanted to go another direction, he said the Spirit of Jesus prevented him. So the Holy Spirit was speaking in Paul and gave him a feeling that he was prevented from going. It's saying no. He couldn't explain it. Can you say that after Acts 13 there's no longer the Spirit? Only with the Spirit of the Pentecost is the Holy Spirit. Why after chapter 13? As if the Holy Spirit is no longer dramatic. It became a still small voice. Brothers and sisters. Now you understand? The Holy Spirit still led the church. Because now the church has to enter into another stage. So because when Paul was called, he was one who built tents. So after he followed the Lord, so his work is to build the church. It's no longer that the church is started. Not just to hear the gospel. Now this child has to grow. The church has to grow. So at this time, so God, the Lord gave a gift to the church, as Paul. So Paul could lead the church into growth.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, so when you read 1st and 2nd at that moment, so how Paul led the church through infancy.
The
Romans, Galatians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, how Paul led them through adolescence.
然后等一等，你看见到了这个他写监狱书信的时候。
So when he wrote the prison book,
你看见怎样保罗把教会的生命带到高峰。
So how Paul led the church life into its peak.
但是教会只有生命不一定有用。
But the church has life, may not have usefulness.
有生命教会还有执事。
The church not only has life, it also has a ministry.
他的职事，他的工作是根据他的生命。
Its ministry is according to its life.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
怎么让教会在整个世界里有用？
So how can you allow the church to be useful in the world?
这是提摩太前书、提摩太后书，还有提多书。
So there's the first and second Timothy and Titus.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
感谢
thank the Lord.
是借着保罗的指示，
through the ministry of Paul.
所以从十三章一。
So when you read chapter 13 to 28, what do you see? You see how the church matures. Now the church is growing up. Paul in the prison, he wrote a letter to Ephesus. So a church in
Colossus.
Do you remember when the Lord was on earth? What did he say to the disciples? The certain words that can't speak to you. Because you cannot take it. Because your life is too young. If I say it, it will crush you. So, brothers and sisters, the certain words the Lord can't say it. Same thing. So, only when the church's life is mature to a certain point, then the word that God gave to Paul can then be spoken. In the whole Bible.
最高的启示是在以弗所书跟哥罗西书。
The greatest revelation came in both Ephesians and Colossians.
所以你看见哥林多的教、哥罗西的教会跟以弗教会一定到了一个生命的程度。
So the church in Colossae and the church in Ephesus must have come to such
a point. 他们能够领受这样的话。
They could absorb such words.
全本圣经里面。
In the whole Bible,
最深的一本书是腓立比书。
The deepest book is Philemon.
你要知道
Philippians.
你要知道腓立比的教会。
The church of Philippi.
在主面前成熟到一个地步。
The life was so mature.
他能够经历保罗所说最深的经历。
So they can experience what Paul talked about, the deepest experience. So brothers and sisters, how did Acts end? Is when Paul was still in prison. What did was Paul doing in prison? He wrote the book of Ephesians, book of Colossians, and wrote the book of Philippians. What does that mean? The church not only goes through infancy, also through adolescents. Now finally mature. Now they understood.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
所以现在你明白,
so now you understand.
使徒行传第一章第二章,
Acts chapter 1 and 2,
教会刚刚诞生,
the church is just born.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这是彼得的指示,
this is the ministry of Peter.
但是等到教会要成长的时候,
but when the church is going to grow,
彼得不见了,
Peter is gone.
好像彼得睡得不知道到哪里去,
Peter didn't know where he went.
是一件事,
this is an amazing thing.
现在谁叫你看见的呢?
Who did you see now?
乃是保罗的指示。
Now you saw the ministry of Paul.
现在教会是从婴孩到少年，到了使徒行传完的时候，刚好到了成熟。
So now the church went from infancy to adolescence toward the end of Acts until maturity.
这个中间经过了多少年？
How many years passed by?
又是三十。
Another 33 years.
从使徒行传第一章到二十八章，三十三年。
So from Acts 1 to 28, 33 years.
第一个三十三年,
the first 33 years
是教会的门徒,
is the head of the church.
从马槽怎样进到保罗,
from manger to glory.
你稀奇不稀奇?
Is it amazing?
好了, 现在呢,
now the church is born. How was the church born?
然后最后教会怎么成长?
Now how the church grew?
然后最后教会怎么长成?
How into maturity?
多少年呢?
How many years?
又是
Another 33
years.
Isn't it amazing?
33 years. For our Lord is 33 years.
For the church, from birth to maturity, is also 33
years.
You know, we have to be careful.
如果我们在一起聚会很久了,
if we meet for too long,
你说我们还是跟那个时候一样, 你就有问题了。
So you say, we're just like before, we have a problem.
这里有一个衡量的标准。
There is a measuring tape standard.
实实在在教会的历史,
it's the true church history.
从教会诞生一直到教会成立要多少年的不是永远。
From birth to maturity is not forever.
有的人跟主很久,
some people follow the Lord many years.
好像老长不大,
as if they never grow up.
个人如此,
how and if they're individually thinking of the church.
如果你讲的教会的, 你讲的生命的成长,
when you talk about the growth of life,
他也听进去了,
he heard about it, but he never grows up.
所以弟兄姊妹没有这件事,
there's no such thing.
你看见吗? 这个时间很重要的,
time is important.
所以保罗才说,
so Paul said,
你们本来应该吃奶的, 你们本来应该吃干粮, 怎么还吃奶呢?
You should be easy eating solid foods, but you're still eating milk.
牙齿都长出来了, 妈妈都会痛了, 你还吃奶吗?
So you already have teeth, your mom are hurt, and still. You have to eat solids to grow up. So you see very clearly the
limits.
There is a problem of time. This time is not designed by us. The Lord designed it. So their teeth come out, they should have solids. So brothers, now you understand? To follow the Lord is not the design. Some people are today here treated like eternity. Every Sunday they come to Sunday. They meet every Sunday. Every day, every week they serve. Every day is the same. Is it this way?
弟兄姊妹,
why has the Lord kept us on earth?
你若到了永世,
if you go into eternity, it's forever.
但今天,
but today, as long as it's today,
但生命是一定要长大,
this life has to grow up.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, but
so
now stay clear.
当你读使徒行传的时候,
when you read Acts,
你看,
you see the first 66 years.
从诞生,
from birth to maturity.
弟兄姊妹,
so this is what Proverbs says.
义人的路,
the way of the righteous
好像黎明的光,
is like the light of the dawn. It's the light of the early morning.
越照越明,
it gets brighter by the day.
一直到日落,
until the dusk.
对吗?
Is it this way? No.
圣经说, 一直到日午,
until the midday.
到了日午的时候,
midday, the sun is at its brightest. It cannot be brighter. This is the way of the righteous. The church is a corporate righteous one. So it should be brighter and brighter until noon. The church should not have a declension. You shouldn't see white hairs on the church. Shouldn't see wrinkles.
弟兄姊妹,你明白吗?
You see that? This is Acts 1-28. According to the purpose of God.
诞生一直长大,
the church should be from birth all the way to maturity. Why?
因为教会的生命是基督的生命,
because the life of the church is the life of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, the Lord hates sin. The cross will take care of all the problems. Every day will be changed. Conform to the image of the Son of God. So, brothers and sisters, so this is the way of righteousness. Brighter and brighter until of the day dawn. Brothers and sisters, but don't forget, in Acts,
彼得站起来,
so when Peter stood up, so did John.
彼得说话,
when Peter spoke,
约翰没有说,
John did not speak.
有的时候啊，彼得说话，约翰也说话。
Many times Peter spoke, John would also speak.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
为什么在约翰在使徒行传里
？Why is it in the Book of Acts？
你听不进约翰说话。
You cannot hear John.
彼得说话你知道。
Peter speaks.
约翰说话你也听。
John speaks.
当然，彼得跟众使徒站起来一同说话，当然彼得约翰也说了。
So sometimes when Peter and John stand up together,
但圣经特别没有看见约翰到底讲了什么。
But you never saw much what John spoke.
那么弟兄姊妹为什么这样做呢
？Why did it such？
你知道吗？
You know? God uses Peter.
神用保罗。
God uses Paul.
神也用约翰。
God also uses John.
为什么那三十？为什么在使徒行传约翰没有讲一句话
？Why in the Book of Acts John as if he didn't speak?
为什么他沉默
？Why was he quiet?
因为神要保留他。
Because God was keeping him.
神有一个用意。
God has a purpose.
当初约翰在怎么遇见主
？How the Lord met John met the Lord.
他撒网，他在。主遇见他正好在捕网。
When the Lord met John, he was mending the net.
现在明白吗
？Now you understand.
后来约翰一生的职事就是捕网。
So then the ministry of John was that of mending the net.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
网破掉了。
The net is broken.
福音的网破掉了。
The net of the gospel is broken.
有那鱼就跑掉了。
The, some fish are gone.
弟兄姊妹，到了约翰的时候
，When time of John,
你看见福音的网破了。
The net of the gospel is broken.
所以约翰起来补网。
So John started to mend the net.
所以约翰说，主耶稣是神的儿子。
So John said, Jesus is the Son of God.
这是约翰福音的启示。
This is the revelation of God for John.
耶稣就能够得永生。
If you believe the Lord Jesus, you can receive eternal life.
爱是人生的将来，主圣赐给他们。
God loves the world and he gave his only begotten son.
大家记得，
但是
约翰在那里补网。
John was in mending the net.
也是一样。
Same way.
他来教会正常的时候。
When the church was in its normal state.
长老与执事还有众圣徒。
Elders, deacons, the saints.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers,
现在教会慢慢开始荒凉。
Now the church was in declension.
结果现在不是地位的问题了。
Now it's no longer a matter of position.
现在是生命的问题。
Now it's a matter of life.
有的人生命丰富。
Some people have life that's full.
他是父老。
He is considered father.
有的是强壮的少年。
Some are strong men.
还有生命幼稚的小子们。
And those life was not mature as the children.
所以当他写书信的时候。
So when he wrote the epistle.
他写给教会的父老们。少年人还有小弟子
He wrote to the fathers, the young men, and the children.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and
sisters, 在这里很明显
It's very clear.
到了约翰的时候
When you come to the time of John,
跟从前不一样了
It was a different time.
现在约翰做的工作是补网的工作
Now the work of John was the work of many nets.
这什么意思
What does that mean?
这不是告诉我们生命从幼稚慢慢就成熟了吗
Doesn't it tell us that life slowly grows up and matures?
基督的生命是永远年年轻的不是吗
Isn't the life of Christ always young?
但是现在有个问题
But now there's a problem.
等到约翰对镜子看的时候
So as John looked at himself in the mirror,
他看见自己脸上的皱纹
He saw the wrinkles in his face.
他看见自己的白头发
He saw his own white hair.
他也看见他的牙齿松动了
He also saw how his teeth are loosened.
他知道
He knew.
外面人虽然毁坏一切
Even though the outer man is decaying, the inner man is going to be
到见主面那一天就要完全像他
So when he meets the Lord, he'll be like him.
他最不能忍受
Well, he couldn't withstand.
他发现
He discovered.
教会居然有了皱纹
The church had wrinkles.
教会居然有了玷污
The church had spots.
教会居然有了白发
The church had gray hair.
这是怎么可能
well, How is that
possible? 如果教会是基督的身体
If the church is the body of Christ,
怎么会有皱纹
How can it have wrinkles?
怎么会有玷污
How could it have spots?
所以就是
So brothers and sisters,
在头一个世纪一百年
In the first century, 100 years,
第一个三十三年
The first 33 years,
元首
the head.
第二个三十三年
The second,
教会怎样从诞生到成长
How the church was born, birth to maturity.
诞生到成熟
Birth to maturity.
那是何等的荣耀
It is so glorious.
那个光越照越明直到日午
So that light was brighter and brighter until the new.
那个时候保罗到荣耀里去了
So then Paul went to glory.
那个彼得到荣耀里去
Peter went to glory.
他们去的正是时候
They went at the right time.
他们看见教会成长
They saw the church grow.
他们心里是何等的安慰
They were so comforted.
保罗可以说你们就 就是我的冠冕.
Paul can say, you are my crown.
弟兄姊妹, 在那个时候,
to leave the world at the time was the best.
不光是因为与主同在,
not only was it because to be with the Lord was amazing,
而且你亲眼看见丰收, 你亲眼看见这些果子,
but you saw the harvest, it was the best.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, then John lived another 33 years.
为什么33?
Why 33 years?
为什么彼得就在荣耀里面?
Why did Peter went into glory?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
They were so rejoiced. So they brought many.
他们寻道的时候可以说有的教会成熟的时候,
so they brought much harvest than they could say. When they were martyred, they saw many churches mature. But then John lived another 33 years.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他亲眼看见教会诞生,
he saw the church being born.
他也亲眼看见教会老,
he also saw the church age.
这是他最不能明白的,
this is the thing he could not understand the most.
但是不要忘了,
brothers and sisters, don't forget,
你怎么知道教会老?
How do you know the church age?
当你读启示录七封书信的时候,
when you read the seven epistles of John,
那是第一个世纪,
that was just the first century.
老人还活着,
John was still alive.
弟兄姊妹, 那个时候的教会的光景是什么光景?
So what was the condition of the church at the time? Wasn't Ephesus, church in Ephesus, the most glorious? Isn't that the church in Ephesus the most mature? Didn't Paul write the greatest revelation to the church in Ephesus? But where was Ephesus now? What happened to the church in Ephesus?
七个教会里面,
amongst the seven churches,
有五个教会需要悔改。Five
of them needed to repent.
你说约翰有没有弄错?
Now, did John get something wrong?
悔改的道是只是对不信的人传的。
The message of repentance should only be to unbelievers.
这里不是约翰讲的。
Not, this is not Paul, John was saying. The Lord himself said it.
自己讲说你们要悔改。
The Lord said, you ought to repent.
你们要行起初当初所行的事。
You ought to do the things that you did from the beginning.
如果你不悔改的话,
if you do not repent,
我就要把灯台从原处挪去。
I will remove the lampstand.
现在大家如果到以弗所去,
if you go to Ephesus today,
以弗所教会在哪里?
Where is the church in Ephesus?
以弗所灯台已经被挪走了,
the lampstand is already gone.
因为以弗所只剩下一片的废墟,
and you see that Ephesus is only a bunch of ruins today.
主说把灯台挪去,
when the Lord says the lampstand is in,
什么意思?
What does that mean?
现在在小亚细亚,
in Asia Minor,
你如果要找到最大最完整的考古巨石, 以弗所,
you want to find the most preserved archaeological site is Ephesus.
现在以弗所只能够做最大的考古区,
so Ephesus can only be the largest archaeological site.
一切都是废墟,
everything is ruined.
废墟能照亮你吗?
Can the ruins enlighten you?
从废墟里面能有灯台吗?
Can there be a lampstand from the ruins?
所以弟兄姊妹,
the brothers and sisters,
你现在明白了,
now you understand.
等到老约翰,
when old John saw the real condition of the church,
你看看,
you see that?
现在多活了30年,
now he lived another 33 years.
他看见教会渐渐的老,
he saw how the church aged.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果教会在根基开始传福音的时候,
so at the foundation when the church started preaching the gospel,
那个路在彼得的身上,
that way was upon Peter.
如果教会今天 不能成长,
so for the church to grow up, this was in the burden was upon Paul. Now we
want
to ask,
当教会老化了,
when the church ages,
当教会渐渐荒凉,
when the testimony is desolate,
我们应该怎么做?
How, what do we do?
这个就是教会的道路,
this is the way of the church.
而教会的道路,
now the way of the church,
是神借着约翰的启示,
through the revelation of John,
把启示录给我们,
to have given us revelation.
为什么是启示录?
Why did he write revelation?
是七个号, 七个印, 七个碗吗?
Is it the seven trumpets, seven bowls?
那些, 叫我们不明白那些表号吗?
Things that we don't understand? No.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
整本的启示录,
the whole book of revelation,
告诉我们,
tell us this.
教会有路,
the church has a way.
教会有明天,
the church has a tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个路在哪里?
Where is the way?
当然就是启示录这里所给我们看。
Of course, it's what Revelation shows us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这次呢，我们要看早期的教会。
We want to see the early church.
从他们身上得到教训。
Receive a teaching from them.
那么然后我们看教会的路在哪里。
And we'll see where the way of the church is.
我们一共三堂。
We have three messages.
我们一堂讲一百年。
We speak, we'll talk about 100 years
each message.
We finished the first 100 years. If you didn't understand it, then you're already you were sleeping. It's okay. Of course, it's kind of dark in here. You can see. So I hope you review it. So please
attention.
So we try to summarize 100 years of history in an hour and a half.
那明天主若愿意的话,
if the Lord willing,
我们就看第二个100年, 还有第三个,
we'll see the second 100 years and the third.
但是我想我们就打了个基础,
but I think we've established a foundation.
就是教会的路在哪里?
Where is the way of the church?
教会的路, 教会到底有没有名?
Does the church have a future?
我们个人有路没有路还是小事。
Whether we ourselves have a way of personally is little thing. Let us meeting together.
我们居然不知道教会的路是怎么走。
But if we don't know the way of the church as we gather together,
我们不是辜负主, 不是辜负主对我们的托付。
Haven't we not lived up to the burden that the Lord placed on us. May the Lord have mercy on us to show us that this is an urgent matter. That not just the older among us here, I hope that you young brothers and sisters
listen to them.
Many areas don't understand
you.
But don't forget.
继续为明天两堂祷告。
We still pray for the two messages tomorrow.
我知道这是很不容易。
I know it's very difficult.
一堂要讲一百年历史。
To speak of 100 years of history.
我们需要主的恩典。
Each message is that we need the Lord's mercy.
但是今天我们就这样开始。
So we'll start today.
所以明天我会再继续。
We'll continue tomorrow.
大家手里有一份的讲义，我知道。
So you have a handout in your hand.
那么我希望今天我们没有时间讲，明天我们要会解释。
We didn't explain this today. We'll explain it tomorrow.
所以我希望你明天一定带回来。
Please bring it back tomorrow.
如果你觉得你这个人不可靠。
If you're not reliable.
那么你就把它放。
Leave it on the chair.
这样明天
put that on your pew.
不就没有了，你还可以继续拿的。
Then you can take it up tomorrow.
因为这个讲义是蛮重要的。
This is a very important handout.
还有我们可以考虑一下，要不要投影在后面。
So we should think about whether we want to project it.
因为你们既然有这个设备，也许也可以这样。
Maybe we can project it.
但是不要紧，我想明天这个讲义应该蛮有用的。
So it should be useful tomorrow.
那明天是不容易的。
Tomorrow is difficult.
因为四点，然后一堂，然后七点又是一堂。
So there's a message at 4 and then at 7.
所以我知道你们礼拜六有很多事情要做。
So you're very busy on Saturday.
但是希望你们能找一段时间好好休息一下。
Maybe you should find a time to rest.
这样你有力量能够接受这些事。
Then you can receive these messages.
好，我们低头一个简单的。
Let's bow with a simple word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们感谢你恩待我们。
We thank you for your mercy on us.
把这些话给了我们。
To give us these words.
虽然我们身体疲倦。
Even though our bodies are tired.
也许我们跟不上你的话。
Maybe we cannot follow everything you say.
但是我们还是听见了一些的话。
But we have heard a few words.
我们有个心愿。
We have a desire.
我们明白教会的道。
We're willing to understand the way of the church.
如果你恩待我们的话。
Lord, if you're willing to have mercy on us.
你知道我还继续把我们带回来。
Bring us back tomorrow.
我们谢谢你给我们这样美。
Thank you for such a wonderful time. We pray this in Jesus' dear name. Amen.